a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So last Thursday, I was just done with all the infighting, all the little bit of splitting up into little teams, the little clicky stuff that was going on.
Oh, the nitpicking of my holiday. Goodness me.
Correct. I had an issue with the fact you were wearing, you'd gone and got these Aldi slides and wore them everywhere inappropriately, but that's a whole different conversation. Mm-hmm. You thought that Tom had done something wrong. It caused a bit of a split. Then you fired back with the fact Tom was drinking a Great Northern.
Yes, which he gives you so much sass for.
He does.
And so I was just like, how dare he drink Great Northern?
And you had photographic evidence, which I appreciated because it strengthened it. I thought, enough's enough. You know what? I'm just going to drop a little grenade on Thursday as I'm leaving and you two can deal with it on Friday. And that was the fact that your worries... your suspicions were basically correct that Tom, on his holiday, had visited SeaWorld.
Yeah, and we all know, for those that don't know my feelings about SeaWorld, I don't like animals for entertainment. It's just me. Yes, I went to SeaWorld when I was a child. Yes, I loved it. But then you look into it and you're like, they're not happy. They're not free, are they?
Have you Have you trained Wombi to
they're do anything? They're dancing for you. If it wasn't for... Wombi is... like, he would be a working dog on a farm. He is the laziest, fattest dog. Well, he's not fat, but he's lazy. His neck's fat. I love it. But anyway, let's not get bogged down in that. I know what you're trying to
do. Does he entertain you, though?
Always. So do you. Dance for me. Dance, dance, dance.
So I was hoping that it was going to cause all sorts of issues on Friday. Sounds like it hasn't really.
Well, it did cause issues.
Yeah.
Especially texting and talking after the show on Thursday. And then we brought it back on Friday and Tom had some explanation
I've
that wasn't
reasons.
Really.
I didn't know it was being booked. B, I didn't pay for
it. Do with it.
Literally just lobbed and was like, oh, God, at SeaWorld, Loggy's going to hate this.
I've got family members that just throw me extravagant outings with my family and stay at SeaWorld Nara Resort. This guy.
Going to hear about this. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now I believe, Log, because of your pent-up frustrations over the weekend, you have come up with something.
I have.
Well, reparations are the word.
Hang on,
right?
Because Lingy, you know how I feel about dolphins also, right? So Loggy has feelings about dolphins. I also have feelings about
dolphins.
Oh, what
are your feelings?
So they're perverts of the ocean. And they've pulled the wool over everyone's eyes. And so I said, I paid the extra so I could swim with the dolphins just so I could get right up close to them and whisper in their ear, I'm on to you. I know what you're doing.
Okay. The thing is, yes, dolphins have some behaviours, okay, but we're not going to get bogged down in that because they should be a free species. Have you never seen Free Willy? Did that not get you?
That's the problem with dolphins, mate.
That was an orca, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying it's the same. Anyway, so I've come up with an idea. I believe that you need to go out in the wild and apologise. Don't apologise to me. Apologise to the dolphins.
What, like stand on a cliff and be like, sorry.
No, I think you need to go out, like, I don't know, like a sea all dolphin swims or something, and we go out on the boat
like
and we put
diving.
You in some type of wetsuit, which I know that you'll love because it's so form-fitting, and you'll be able to show off everything, all your new muscles, and then you can dive in and you can say sorry to the dolphins. It's the only way I'm going to forgive you.
I'm happy to do that during summer.
No.
Sorry.
So just put it to the side for 6 months?
No.
9 months?
That's a June thing, maybe a July even.
Yeah, tight wetsuit.
You guys joining me then?
No, we'll sit on the boat.
We'll
have a little platter, a little cheese platter.
Oh, my God, yes.
Glass of bubbles.
Yes.
Celebrate your apology.
No, I've looked into it. You can't bring alcohol on board.
Oh, damn.
Northern.
Yes, but we're going to be, this is happening. So get ready to say sorry to the dolphins, mate.
The beauty is you can lead a man to water.
No, I will grab your face and...
But you cannot make me apologise to the dolphins. You don't know what I'm going to say to them.
I'm going
to
have...
We'll be underwater.
No, guess what?
You don't speak dolphin.
I do. And I'll have a phone... I'll have the recorder, the app, that says, I'm sorry. And then you'll have to play it.
So you're going to apologise?
No, you are.
That was quite good,
Lauren. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Can you just give us your magpie quickly?
No, it's different. I can't do it on command like
magpie.
You.
You can. Do the magpie.
Huh?
Do the magpie. You can do it.
Okay,
that,
I've had
informed. No, that was that's fine.
Lee,
informed
yes.
this morning.
It's a turkey.
You're a turkey.
I'm not.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Brad Johnson's here a little bit early. Hey, Jono.
Good morning.
Hello, Jono.
Good. Good to see everybody.
Thanks for bringing in coffees. I want to quickly ask something before we get to our 8 o'clock news update, and then we rip into the footy chat. Can you notice anything different about Cameron Ling at the moment? Just have a look at his head.
Be careful, Jono.
Less wrinkles than normal.
Yeah. No, that's just his beautiful skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My moisturising regime.
Right. So.
Does his hair look any lighter to you?
Yes.
There's rumours going around.
What is going on?
It does Lingy, a little bit.
Lingy is ditching the red and he's slowly dyeing himself blonde. Mm.
There's a little bit of tinge at the front.
He's going to be a blonde bombshell.
What is? You're up to something because...
There is a little bit here, isn't there?
I was in getting coffees the other day and was complimented about my hair.
It's not as
red
as it normally is. That's a good point, Tommy.
Stop. All of you stop looking at me, all right? It's really disconcerting.
I can tell you're getting really uncomfortable. All right, so there's a reason, though, because Tom wants to call you out on something.
So when you went to the cafe, I should say, on Thursday morning, I had ordered the coffees and I had sent, you know, you can send them a little note when you order. I had said, compliment Lingy on his hair. He's dyed it blonde. And we don't think it's worked, but he'll get a real kick out of it if you're lovely to him.
You mean this note here? about that the whole time.
Yeah, so you did. But then
usually when I do those notes, you come in and you're like, oh, thanks, and you wave it in my face. But on Thursday you didn't. And I was like, oh, maybe they didn't give him the receipt.
I said to Tom, maybe he is dyeing his hair.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want anyone to know.
I just wanted to flip it back on you for one time. One time. Oh, you're always thinking three moves ahead of me.
Because I went in there and I was like, didn't you give him the receipt? And they're like, no, we did. And I was like, oh.
He actually did an investigation.
Yeah. And you, Jono, playing along with
regardless,
them.
Yeah. There is a blonde tinge.
No, there's not.
Yes, he's doing it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I love you, boys.
Yeah, we love you too.
What? It's like, it's just so nice to have, you know, like big brothers around, you know? I've got a brother and he's beautiful, Chris, shout out. But he's younger than me, you know? And I've got an older sister, but she's not an older brother. And so older brothers, it's just, you know, you're there for me and you care for me and you go out of your way.
You're very selective in your love and praise for us.
That's one word for it.
It feels wrong. That's what I'm saying. It's not normal, is it? But I feel it nonetheless. Love you.
What do you need?
Sorry.
You need something, don't you?
How many favours do we do for each other?
Every so often.
Where's this going? Quickly.
No, so I'm getting my car service today. Oh. And so I need to drop the car off at 9:15. And I'm just wondering if one of you can...
I've done the last couple. You've got to do it.
You have done the last couple, but your car is so much nicer than mine. And I have lots of busy stuff that I have to do here at the station after the show, being the content director as well. So
always drop the CD.
boss man. Honestly, the boss man argument.
My car is actually in not great shape at the moment. I'm a little bit concerned. I think I need to take it to Miles and get it
fixed. Okay, your car has been in not great shape the entire time I've known you. Don't open that window.
Yeah, don't, please, because it will never go back up.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about my mileage.
Okay.
If I have to follow you to where you get your car serviced and then bring you all the way back here to the studio, that'll bump the mileage up a bit much.
It's like me. It's sort of in the direction of your house, though, whereas it's the opposite direction from my house.
Don't pick apart my argument. Just go with it.
I'm just sitting back and watching this delicious fight happen in front of me. I need a lift.
Why is this happening on air?
Because... I need a lift and the two of you kind of not very interested. So how about you both choose who you know, you can choose amongst yourself.
I vote for Tom. And one thing I'd say is, here, you don't want to come in my car because I have American Sport podcast playing. It is NFL draft related.
I ignore you in the car anyway.
List management around what the New England Patriots and that are doing. You don't want to sit through that and be in my car. I think the best decision would be you get to spend time with Tom, which is great because, I mean, it's like the original... The two co-hosts together.
He's doing a good job.
Tom's Are you still talking?
Tom's music is so much more down your line of music. You'll love that time together. You two have that wonderful time. You can skip my boring podcast. Go with Tom.
And in Tom, do you have a reply there, sir?
If you come with me, if I have to drive you, then A, there's a chance we may not make it back or you will have to walk. But not only, like, just because the car.
I just thought because we'll be like, stuff work. Fly off.
True, the music will be better in my car, but I am literally jamming it as loud as possible at the moment to drown out whatever else is, the noises are coming from my engine.
Well, everyone listens to K-Rock in their car anyway, don't
That's
they?
That's right. So that's my always, music. That's what I mean. I choose good. All the music,
yes,
obviously.
Exactly, obviously. Good save. Look, all right, fine. I'm not going to make the decision. You're not going to make the decision. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. You've heard what's happening. Call up and vote for who is taking me to get a car service.
Is this
today.
Legally binding?
Yeah, it is. Daniel from Corio, who should give me a lift?
I think Lingy should.
Oh, one vote, Lingy.
Why, Daniel?
Can you tell who's got the buttons?
Tom is clearly an important cog in the well-oiled machine.
Oh. Yes.
And you'll probably just be delaying Lingy's run in Newtown, pounding the pavement.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's actually, Daniel's described it very accurately. Yeah.
No, he hasn't. He just said you went for a run. You never go for a run.
Yeah, hey, you big bagel.
Lloydie's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Lloydie.
How are you, lads?
Good.
And lady.
Thank you.
Who should give Log the lift to get her car service?
Hey, Log, have you got some tissues handy at all?
I don't know if I want to answer that. Why?
Well, I just think that we need to get it to clean up a bit of that dribble off Tommy's face. I reckon he should be chipping in.
Why? Yes.
Why? I don't.
Yes, Lloyd.
I don't understand.
I mean, look. He can play the CD card all he likes, but I reckon those lads down at Rex Corral can sort him out with another car, and then while you're down there getting your car sorted out, I reckon, Log.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna isolate that audio and send it to him.
Okay, so that is currently one vote Ling, one vote Tom. Who is dropping me off at my car service today? Yes, we're doing it because it's a Monday. Ed from St Albans Park.
Good morning, Loggy No Friends.
I'm back in high school.
From petty cash. Well, fair enough. Get us up from petty cash and get an Uber.
Oh, petty cash.
Petty cash, Uber. Neither of us have to worry about dragging you around.
Is that possible, Tom? It'd be a great result for us.
It's probably not my department. I can't authorise that.
He plays the boss man card when it suits
him. We can't even
him.
Get a Cameron Link cutout. I don't think cash for me to go to
put
get
it this
my
way. Put it this way. If it's the difference between me having to drive you or not, then yes, you can have the petty cash.
All right. Well, look, it's one vote each. One Ling, one Tom. We're going to go to Kim from Balpost Hill for the final vote. Kim, who is taking me on my car service?
I'm voting for Lingy because he's trying so hard to get out of it.
Oh, Kim, no!
Yes!
Also, Tom says your work friends aren't your real friends, so why should he do it?
Yes! Oh. So true, Kim.
Well, you've really kicked the boot in there, in my feelings, but I'll take
Kim,
it.
Kim, can I put one last argument to you?
Yep.
Why can't Loggy just walk?
Because it might be too far.
Thank you, Kim.
Kimbo.
Thank you.
Also, by the time we pay for the brass band to follow her and go do 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 do.
That's my gear. I said that.
But I get
you
so much joy. I get so much joy from it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.